This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Season 6 with the Mishnah Elucidated, Chapter 5, Paragraph 4, Parakei Mishnah Dalid. Looking at the number 10 for a couple of Mishnahs. We talked yesterday, last time, about Avraham, one of my favorite characters in all of Tanakh. Now we move over to 10, talking about the miracles happened to the Jews in Egypt and Mitzrayim and at the Yam Suf, as we're going to talk about in just a few weeks as Passover Pesach looms upon us. And of course, we're going to take our spring recess, spring hiatus, spring break for a week or so, and then God willing, we'll finish off the season before the big summer hiatus. So let's look at Hey Dalet 5:4. Asara nisim naasu lavasina b'mitzrayim v'asara al hayom. Eser makos hevia kadosh baruch hu al hamitzrim b'mitzrayim v'eser al hayom. Asara nisyonos nisu avosinu samakom baruch hu b'midbar shenemar v'yenasu osi ze'eser pa'amim v'lo shamu b'koli. So we look at the translation first. 10 miracles were performed for our forefathers in Egypt and 10 miracles at the Sea of Reeds. As related at length in Shemos chapters 7 to 12, Zion to Yudbet, Hashem brought 10 plagues upon the Egyptians, and of course we enumerate them in the Haggadah and Pesach coming up soon, from David Zevardeya all the way to the end, upon the Egyptians. Hashem performed 10 miracles for the Jews by allowing each plague to strike only the Egyptians and not the Jews. As Rav points out, for example, when God sent hordes of wild animals into Egypt, they did not enter the region of Goshen where the Jews lived, as Shemos points out in Parakhet. And there were also miracles at the Sea of Reeds, at the Yam Suf. That is, they were spared the 10 plagues that Hashem brought upon the Egyptians, the Mitzrim, and the sea, which are listed in a little bit. As Meiri points out, some explain the Mishnah refers to 10 other miracles that Hashem performed for the Jews at the sea. According to Rav, these miracles were the very splitting of the sea to let the Jews pass through. The waters formed an arch over their heads, creating a tunnel for them. The ground underneath their feet hardened and dried rather than being muddy and wet. Also, the ground underneath the Egyptians' feet was wet and muddy. The ground hardened not into one solid mass, but into brick-like tiles. The waters of the sea became very hard, like stones, in order to punish the Egyptians. 12 separate paths were created by the waters, one for each of the 12 tribes. The hardened walls of the 12 paths were transparent, enabling the Jews to see one another and be assured that others were safe as well. Sweet drinking water trickled out of the saltwater walls, and the unused drinking water immediately hardened even before it hit the ground. So that was what happened at the Yam Suf as well. 10 plagues, the Holy One, blessed is He, Hashem, brought upon the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, in Egypt, and 10 plagues at the Sea of Reeds. Hashem punished the Egyptians in 10 ways when He brought the waters of the sea upon them. All of them are mentioned in the Shira, the Song of the Sea, in Shemos Perek Tet Vav. Sus v'rach v'ramah v'yam, throwing the horse and the riders into the sea. Markavos paro v'chel yorav v'yam, throwing Paro's chariot and army into the sea. Umevchar shalishav tuvu v'yam, suv, drowning his top officers in the sea. Tehomos yachas yumu, covering them with the deep waters. Yordumim salos, lowering them into the depths. Teratz oyev, smashing the enemy. Taharos kamecha, shattering those who rise against him. Yochlemu kakash, consuming them like straw. Kisamu yam, covering them with the sea. Tzalalu ka'afiras, causing them to sink like lead, as Rav points out. When 10 trials did our forefathers test Hashem in the wilderness, in the Midbar, as it is stated, they have tried me now 10 times and have not listened to my voice. What were the 10 times? 10 occasions after Mitzrayim, after the exile from Mitzrayim, the Jewish people complained to Hashem about their situation, or they failed to obey His instructions. Rav points out the 10 times before the splitting of the sea, the Jews said, "Were there no graves in Egypt that you took us to die in the wilderness?" From Shemos Yadalad. When they arrived at Marah, they said, "What shall we drink?" That's from Tetvav. In Rephidim, they demanded, "Give us water that we may drink." That's from Yad Zion. Some disobeyed the commandment not to look for man on Shabbos. That's from Tet Zayin. Some disobeyed the commandment not to leave any manna overnight, also in Tet Zayin. They complain about the man demanded meat, saying, "If only we had died by the hand of Hashem in Egypt as we sat by the pot of meat," also in Tet Zayin earlier. They repeated the complaint, saying, "Who will feed us meat?" in Ban Midbar. Yud Aleph, they sin with the Egel Hazahav in Shemos Lamed Bet. They look for things to complain about. In Shemos Yud Aleph, they complain about hearing the report of the spies, the Meragim, crying out, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt," in Perakit Dalet. So they tried Hashem 10 times, they didn't listen to His voice. This verse appears, the pasuk appears in connection with the episode of the Meragim, the last of the 10 trials. However, Bnei Israel tested Hashem several times after that incident, such as Korach's rebellion in Bamidbar Perek Tetzayin, their complaints after the rebels were killed in Yitzayin, again regarding the waters of Meriva in Perek Chaf, and then again the Mana in Chafal. The Mishnah mentions only the 10 trials up to and including the incident of the spies, the Meragim, because it was due to these 10 trials that Hashem brought the ultimate punishment upon them, decreeing that they would all die in the wilderness and not enter Eretz Yisrael. See Tiferes Yisrael. As we think about the idea of 10, of course, being the Aseres HaDibros, the 10 major aspects of life that we have to follow for Judaism, for Yahadut, but also we should think about 10 ways each week, each month, each year. It would behoove us, if we think about the brachos, the davening we say every day, can we think of 10 ways in our own life, 10 miracles in our own life that Hashem does for us? It's very easy to see the negative. It's very easy to see the bad. God forbid, everything is good from Hashem, but what we perceive as bad, if we could think, as we're looking at the Mishnayos now, about miracles done to our forefathers in Egypt, and then we're going to look at them done in the Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, if we could think of 10 things ourselves that we could see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and of course move and have the joints, that's already 7. You could think of 3 more yourself. Think every day of different miracles that happen in your life, and if we do so, we can feel more enlightened, uplifted, and connected to Hashem in many different ways throughout all of our days. Join us next time as we talk about the 10 miracles performed for our forefathers in the Holy Temple in the Beis HaMikdash here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.